John Walden here. Let me talk to you a little bit about something that I found back in the Old Testament. The second chapter of Micah, and verse 10. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. It shall destroy you, even with a sore destruction. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest. They say that young people are looking for pleasure, and older people are looking for peace. Well, I think all of us are looking for peace, looking for rest. All of us like to feel, now I've got something that I can enjoy. I can settle down to this now. This is what I've been looking for. This is something that will give me satisfaction. But the Lord says, this is not your rest. Are you trying to find rest and peace in this world, a world that's full of sin and sorrow? Why, the book of Job, the oldest piece of literature in the Bible, says, man that is born of woman is of a few days and full of trouble. And again he says, man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. It's inevitable. You're making an awful mistake if you think that you're going to find rest and peace and satisfaction in this world. It just isn't here. Well, you say, I know better than that. I'm trying to find my rest and peace in myself. I want to be at peace within myself. Well, but you can't do this because, you see, you and I are not right with God, and therefore we cannot be right inside. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Now, don't be offended at that. I'm not saying that you're wicked. But that's the common term used for all of those who have not had their sins forgiven. Unless you have the forgiveness of sins, you couldn't have peace. Because he says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Well, you say, I'm trying to find peace in the church. But you see, the church can't give rest. The Lord Jesus said, come unto me, not unto the church. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You cannot find rest in the church. When you say, I'm trying to find rest in activity, I find that if I'm busy, if I keep busy, then I don't have any of these thoughts. But you see, you have to slow down. There comes a time when you have to go to your bed, and there you lie all alone, and your thoughts are troubled. How many people are hiding, harboring within themselves these troubled thoughts? This is not your rest. You cannot find rest unless you find it in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we who are Christians have this same problem. Sometimes we forget that the only rest for us is in the Lord. Some Christians, strangely enough, try to find rest in accumulation of things. A person says, now I'm getting a nice home and I want to retire and then I'll have rest and peace. Someone says, I'm going to find it in my family. Another person says, well, I'm going to find it in philanthropy or the nice things that I do. I'll have rest here. But you see, rest is only found in God himself. The only restful place is the presence of the Lord. And if you're not spending time in the presence of the Lord, you're not at rest. The Lord Jesus said not only to come to him and he would give you rest, but he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your soul. That's the rest that a Christian gets from walking with the Lord and pleasing him. This is not your rest. Don't try to find anything here in this world. The book of Hebrews says, there remaineth therefore a rest unto the people of God. Our rest is in that land ahead of us. What about everlasting rest for you? Do you know Christ? Are you looking forward to that time when you'll be taken home to be with himself? Our Father, we pray thee to bless this meditation to us. We pray that thou help those who are trying to find rest where it is not to be found, to turn to the Lord Jesus and find the true rest. In thy own Son, we thank thee for him and for his death for us on the cross and for his life now in his name. Amen.